In the gospel reading today, we hear about these Greeks coming and talking to Philip and saying, "We want to see Jesus." And our Lord, rather than saying, "Bring him over," or whatever, simply says, "Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains a single grain. But if it dies, it produces much fruit." And we look at that and go, what's that have to do with somebody who wants to talk to him? What kind of a response is that? Well, the response actually is exactly the response that every one of us needs to hear. He follows that with the fact that he will be lifted up from the earth and draw all things to himself. We want to see Jesus, or at least I hope we do. But do we want to see the real Jesus? And that's what the Lord is pointing to. These people heard about the works of our Lord. They heard about the miracles. I'm sure they too heard about what happened with Lazarus. And they wanted to see him. Remember, Herod did too. Herod wanted a show. Herod wanted somebody to entertain him. Herod wanted somebody to work some miracles and everybody could be wowed by this. That's not why our Lord came into this world. And in fact, he made it clear in the gospel. This is why I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. And so the real Jesus, that is the Christ, is on the cross. And so if we want to see him, yes, this is the same one who worked the variety of miracles. Yes, this is the same one who spoke such wonderful words. But he is only the Christ on the cross. The only reason we can say that he is the Messiah is because he died on the cross and rose from the dead. If he didn't do that, we couldn't say he was the Christ. After all, we could look at many others over the years who have spoken wonderful things. We can look at the prophets and some of the saints who have worked amazing miracles. We don't say any of them is the Christ. We even give names to some of these people. St. John Chrysostom is known as that, Chrysostom, because it means golden mouth. St. Peter Chrysologus means golden throat. Their words were so beautiful. The way that they spoke was so profound. There are several saints that are simply known as thaumaturge, wonder workers, because of all of the miracles that they worked. Not a single one of them do we look at and say, "Ha ha, because this person did all these wonderful things, they're the Messiah." No. It is only because our Lord died and rose again. That is the only reason. And so when he says, when these people want to see him, he's pointing to where they need to really truly recognize him. If they wanted somebody to work a miracle or they wanted somebody to speak some pleasant words, that wasn't why he came. He did that to point to the reality of who he is. The reality of who he is has to do with the passion and the resurrection. And so that, again, is where we have to keep our focus. It's so easy for us in our humanness to want to see the warm, fuzzy Jesus. Jesus is going to call us to the cross. It is when I am lifted up from the earth that I will draw all things to myself. Not when I'm giving a nice homily, not when I'm working miracles, when I am lifted up from the earth. So if we really want to see Jesus, if we really want to know Jesus, we have to come to him on the cross. That we find difficult sometimes, maybe even offensive, but it's the reality. So yes, we can listen to his beautiful words, and we can be wowed by all the miracles. But we ultimately need to come to him for who he really is. Not just for what he said, not just for what he did, for who he is. Because we are not going to be saved by his homilies. We are not going to be saved by his miracles. We are going to be saved only by the death and resurrection of the Lord. And so these people certainly had a wonderful intention. They wanted to see Jesus. He called them to see him for who he really is. And now we too want to see him. But he's going to call us to the same place. And we have to ask ourselves, do I really want the real Jesus? There are lots of fake Jesuses running around right now. There are lots of people who want to get caught up in all the externals. He's going to draw us right to what is most important. The reason he came to this hour, the reason he came into the world, was to die and rise from the dead so that our sins could be forgiven, our souls could be saved, and we could share with him eternal life. Because as he said, where I am, there also will my servant be.